This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is time for a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Mr. Kurt Rogers is with us as well. Their number, 720-895-0500, aimortgage.net. Well, again, thank you so much for being with us today, and it is Your Money Matters, and we are glad to have a returning guest with us. Mike Hills is with us, and you can check out his website, realatlas.com. But, Kurt, before we get to Mike, let's talk a little about something you like and your area of mortgages, and that's VA loans. So you like them?
I like them a lot for a lot of different reasons. First, if it's a vet that I can help, that's one of the reasons. But what I like about the VA loan, to me, it's the best standard conforming type loan on the market. It has the lowest rates with the least amount of fees. There's no mortgage insurance. They don't change the rate because of loan-to-value. You can go up to 100% at the same as if you're borrowing 70% loan-to-value. Currently, they go up to $529,000 on a VA. If you decide you want to go above that, and this is where VA really gets nice, you can do what we're going to talk about here in a minute on investments, but you can go up to $1,012,000 on a fourplex, and they'll do 100% of the financing. And if you're buying a fourplex as a primary, living in one and renting out the other ones, the renters are going to pretty much make your payment. You didn't bring a whole lot of cash to the close,
right,
and you're good to go. So the options that VA gives you with the least amount of cost, they make sure you don't pay too much. And they're just amazing. I think it's a great loan. Their rates are at the fours, and I mean in the low fours.
Wow.
So, and 100% financing.
Hmm.
So when you think about it, it's a great loan.
We have a client that just a couple years ago, he called me, and he's an Army vet, still actually in the Army Reserves, and he said he wanted to sell his house because they had a little girl that was just getting ready to start school, which is standard. So they wanted to get into Cherry Creek School District, and they needed to sell their house that they had a VA loan on in order to buy a new house in the right school district. And I get paid to buy and sell people's houses, but that wasn't the right fit for this couple. And they said, well, we want to sell our house. And I said, but why? And they said, because we need to move, because we need the money for the down payment on the new house. And I said, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take your current house, refinance it into a conventional loan, free up your VA loan, and turn around and use that VA loan to go buy you another property? You now have a rental property. You can keep your equity, yep, in the rental property, buy the new house with the VA loan with no money down, accomplish your goal of getting your daughter into the right school you want her to be in, and help build your retirement, your daughter's equity, or your daughter's college fund in terms of the equity in the house that you didn't sell. And they did that, and you know, 2.5-3 years later, they love it. And the VA loan is the reason they were able to accomplish that, because the VA loan, man, if you have a VA loan, use it. There's some amazing advantages to it.
The funny thing about it, 21% of the people that own homes that are veterans don't use it. Part of that reason is they're being told by realtors that they're harder to get qualified for, which they're not. Mortgage brokers, in most cases, don't want to use them because you can't make as much. I actually had a client that did a VA loan a couple years ago, and these folks, they went out and got a chaff a second on this customer on 100% loan because they were trying to make so much money because they worked at a bank and not a mortgage broker. Because a bank is not capped by how much they can make. Mortgage brokers are. They flat took advantage of this vet. He is so angry at him now. So you got to be careful where you go to get a VA loan. But they're the greatest loan out there for you if you're a vet.
And the vets, man, they did the service.
Yeah,
they get the advantages. Yeah. Use it to your advantage. There is some just really neat ways to use the VA loan to build your future, send your kids to college,
yep,
fund your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of it. You know, you did the service. That's one of your rewards.
You earned it.
Yes.
A lot of this, Mike, it sounds like, too, with clients that you get, is just trying to get them to think outside the box a little bit because, I mean, I think everybody's just taught to have one mortgage, one house, and, you know.
Pay it off as fast as possible.
And you can,
that's
or
it,
whatever. There's a lot of ways to do things nowadays.
Totally. And it's about the first question when I sit down with somebody and ask, the first question I ask them is not what they want to buy. It's not what they want to sell. It's what are you trying to accomplish? because that's the goal. Let's figure out what the goal is and work backwards. Sometimes that goal is they just want more money. Sometimes that goal is they're trying to fund their retirement. Sometimes that goal is send their kids to college. Sometimes they just want to be able to sleep at night because they're worried about retirement or they're going to lose their job or whatever that is. And let's figure out what that goal is, truly what you're trying to accomplish, and work backwards from there. And real estate is a fundamentally amazing vehicle to get that stuff done in if you just think about it the right way, because most people just don't know how to maneuver because it's complicated. You know, it is. But if you maneuver the right way, it's a fantastic way to build wealth.
Brings my first question I want to ask you, because you've talked about this in the past, and I'd like you to elaborate on the difference between most people want to have a retirement plan. So they're going to put money in a 401k, they're going to put money in all kinds of different programs. Not as many people will think of as investments as an avenue for that. More people are. But explain to us, if you can, how a buying investment properties can outperform the stock market over time. How all of that works in relationship to the stock market versus investing properties.
Mm-hmm. Sure, absolutely. So this is, and I'll use a real world example. If you have 100 grand in the stock market and that 100 grand makes money, then your $100,000 grows. And in a stock market setting, you know, if your financial planner today will tell you you'll make 7 to 8%, if he or she tells you you're going to make 10% for any amount of time, it's just not going to happen. It hasn't happened in the last 100 years. It's not going to happen
right
anytime soon. But let's just pretend that your 100 grand makes 10%, which is not normal, but let's pretend it does. If it makes 10%, it will mathematically double to $200,000 in 7.2 years. That's the way the math works when right. you invest money. It's called the rule of 72. Anyway, so if you invest it 10% for 7.2 years, your 100 grand becomes 200 grand. If you leave it in that same investment for another 7.2 years, your 200 grand becomes 400 grand. That's in the stock market.
Right.
So in 14.4 years, let's round up to 15 years, you have $400,000. Your 100 grand has become $400,000. So you've made a $300,000 profit. Pretty simple math.
Right.
The beauty is in investment real estate, if you take that same 100 grand and you buy, you put 25% down on a $400,000 home, an asset that is worth $400,000. You get a loan for $300,000 and you put $100,000 down. If you put it on a 15-year note, which is one of the things that I coach and I advocate, right. put it on a 15-year note. And if it doesn't appreciate a nickel in 15 years, it's worth $400,000. But here's the thing, if the stock market has made 10% for 15 years, it only makes sense that the real estate market has also appreciated. In the United States nationally, real estate appreciates at about 3.8% per year. So if you have a $400,000 house that has, and the stock market's appreciated for at 10% for 15 straight years, it's only fair to say that you've probably gotten about a 4% appreciation on your $400,000 purchase for the same 15 years. Do the math. That $400,000 house, if it appreciates for X amount of time at 4% for 15 years, it's probably worth $700,000-$900,000. But there's a second bonus. Not only do you get the appreciation, but your tenants have now paid off your $300,000 mortgage. So now what do you get? You get a check every month from the rent that you don't have to give to the bank. That's just money in your pocket.
Plus the appreciation.
Plus the appreciation. So in the stock market, you just have the cash growth. In the real estate world, you get the growth in the appreciation, you get the debt reduction because somebody else has paid it off for you, and then once the bank has paid off in that same 15 years, now you just get the check every month from the tenants that goes right in your pocket.
You didn't lose any cash, and now you got steady income coming in, and it's the same dollar.
Absolutely, and I have money in the stock market. I have most of my money in real estate for that exact reason.
Because it's going to be, and you took an the symbol of 10%, which is not paid in the stock at in
no.
only 4%.
No.
Basically an appreciation.
Yeah, advantage. You're not going to get 10%, but even if you did, the stock market is still can't hold a candle to real estate. Now, stock market professionals will look at me, and I've had this conversation with many a financial planner. They'll look at me and say, well, yeah, but now you have a rental and you have to fix toilets at 2 o'clock in the morning, or man, you trust tenants and rentals? I throw it back at them and say, you trust the federal government to take care of your retirement? The stuff, I don't. And on top of that, that's why you hire us to manage the property for you, so you don't have to deal with any of those late night phone calls.
And you're talking 15 years of 10% appreciation.
Correct.
Even if it was 5%, the stock market's never appreciated 5% for 15 years.
Correct.
It's just not going to hold up to that because it's going to have a downside. And what most people don't understand is if you lose $50,000 in the stock market, it takes more than 100% appreciation to get even.
Totally.
Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
And the rental market, man, we're going to buy, and we're going to buy fundamentally smart, strong, good deals.
And that's where it starts.
Yes. Absolutely. Right
there. Absolutely. All this other, then unless you do that.
Yep. You do it. And here's the funny thing. I've purchased bad deals. When I bought my first deal, this is a true story. I bought my first house September 1st, 2001. 10 days later was September 11th. I didn't know that. It was 10 days before the United States was attacked by terrorists. It was an awful time to buy a house. I was 23 years old. I didn't know any better. I've now held that house. I still have that house. Today I owe roughly $55,000 to Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo is I rent my mortgage every month to Wells Fargo. I put it on a 15-year note maybe 7-8 years ago. I've had the same tenants in it since 2005. And if I were to put it on the market today, I'd probably list it for $275,000 or $280,000. And here's the best part. When I bought the house, I didn't have any money. I had to borrow $6,800 right. from my mom in what's referred to as a gift letter in order to qualify for the house in the first place. Paid her back in 3 months, which I'm not supposed to do, but I wrote a gift letter. But the idea is $6,800 turned into a gain of more than $200,000 today, 17 and a half years later. Mm-hmm. You cannot get that kind of gain anywhere in the stock market. And you can in real estate. You just got to know the rules and be patient. And these rules are out there for all of us. We all play by the same set of rules. And that's the best part. You just got to partner up with somebody like Kurt that knows the rules.
Right. Again, Mike Hills is with us. It's Atlas Real Estate. If you've got questions, our lines are open, 303-477-5600. And really about the last 6 to 8 minutes, you've kind of heard, Kurt, what Mike does the last Tuesday of every month. And it's not really a class. It's not really a seminar.
I just call it a conversation.
It's just a chance to kind of get together and get an understanding of this. And if you notice there, he didn't say if you buy my book or you buy my CDs or you buy my manual, anything like that. I mean, he's just facts that he welcomes any financial planner because we've both been to the seminar.
Yes, we have.
I just said seminar. You've both been to his office and been there. But, I mean, hey, bring anybody you want because it's hard to argue with fact.
Yeah. He lays it out in such a format that when you see it, you go, well, God, that makes sense, but that's not what I've been taught. And I've said this to him before. People don't teach that because there's no money in it for them. Mm-hmm. Mike sees it as another way. Sure. Mike sees by educating these people, they may use a service, they may not. But they're going to look at what they're doing a whole lot better, and they'll quit saying that buying investment property can have some downsides. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
Because I challenge you. I mean, we all listen to radio and sometimes some other stations, okay? Just see what's going on. You will never, ever hear a real estate seminar being offered that it doesn't cost you to go,
something.
And they got something to sell you
right
there. Not a house. I mean, I'm just talking, like I say, their manuals or CDs, whatever.
He never once asked you to pull out your credit card, your checkbook, to pay for any of the wine or the beer he's providing. It's just, it's a conversation. He has snacks. People sit around, they listen, then they open up, and the people ask the different questions. It's just, it's here's how it works. If you like to do it, I'll try to help. If not, it's okay.
Absolutely. Great information. We'll be right back.
Who doesn't want to own their home faster? Can it be done without paying more money? Absolutely. Here's how. Quit paying compound interest. If you borrow $400,000 at 4.25%, you will pay back over $708,000. That's over $308,000 in compound interest. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We're hosting another educational seminar at Memory Lane Museum, Tuesday, June 18th at 6:30 p.m. Join us for dinner and a walk through the 50s and the 60s with cars, motorcycles, old-fashioned diner, and more. To reserve your seats, go to aimortgage.com/events. Let us show you how simple interest will save you thousands in excess interest while giving you the ability to access your equity when you need it. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, and join us for dinner Tuesday, June 18th at 6:30 p.m. at the Memory Lane Museum. Go to aimortgage.com/events to reserve your seats. Keep more of your money. 720-895-0500. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Glad to have our financial expert back in studio with us, David Cishan. Cishan Financial Services are with the Householder Group. Their number is 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. David, glad to see you again, sir.
Thank you. Nice to be back, Scott.
You know, we talk about this whole thing about retirement and, boy, we're all living longer. One thing I wanted to talk about, I was talking with some ladies actually at our church the other day, and we always talk about it seems like the guy goes first. So a lot of women out there, are left. And, I've met some. They said they never wrote a check, okay? Their husband did everything for them. They didn't even know how to fill out a check. So I want to spend a couple of minutes on the female side of things when that woman is left. I mean, and boy, not knowing what to do or where to turn, whatever. I'm sure you've probably had this happen in your career. What are some suggestions out there when, maybe something happened very quickly and, they just weren't prepared for this?
Well, and that's a good point, Scott. And we see a lot of couples come in, and the wife doesn't have much of a clue as to anything financially. And that's even in the estate plan side, mm-hmm. All right, protection plan, anything financial. The guy has been handling it. And if they come in and they don't bring their wives, we don't go any further. They got to bring their wives in. I don't care if she doesn't like it or doesn't want to know about it. They got to bring them in because, again, they're going to be left holding the bag, whether they realize it or not.
Right.
We have an online seminar that we do 24/7 just for women. And they can go on and look at that and see the things that they have to be aware of. And it's a great half-hour seminar that they should look at. But again, what things that we see are just understanding where their assets are, mm-hmm. and what their assets are doing for them. A lot of folks that come in the women just don't know it.
Right.
Every once in a while, it's the woman that handles everything. Right. And it really is the guy. He doesn't have a clue.
Sure, right.
We see both sides, but it's normally the woman that doesn't have control. And having control over the five areas of financial planning, having an idea who to turn to, where to go, is going to relieve that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
If they have an advisor or an attorney or whatever, it's important that they at least know who to turn to and what to be looking for.
Right. So when we talk about, you know, our retirement dollars, I mean, I guess the big question is, you know, are we doing everything we can to maximize those retirement dollars? What all are you looking at when you ask that question? Are you doing everything you can to really maximize those dollars that you're saving?
Well, it all depends on what you mean by maximizing. My favorite quote to people is, I really don't care how much money you make. I care how much money you keep.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference. And maximizing means how much money do we need to cover our expenses in retirement so that we're comfortable. Now, when I say that, some couples say, well, I've got Social Security, I got a little pension, and then I just need maybe it covers half of their monthly costs. Well, how much of the other half do you want covered so that you know that money's there on a guaranteed basis? Some people want 100% of it covered. Some only want 10%. It doesn't matter to me, but what it matters is their comfort level. What do they think they need to cover it? Because guaranteed income is the most critical element that retirees have. It makes their life smoother, it makes retirement easier, and if they have enough guaranteed income, they're okay. And I don't mean assets, I mean income.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get income simply by investing in stocks or the bank or bonds or REITs. You get income on a guaranteed basis by doing certain other things.
Now, you've used the term a few times on the show, paychecks and playchecks. So let's talk about that a minute.
Yeah. Well, again, it goes back to income. And paychecks and playchecks are monies that are coming in that are going into the foundation of your home. Like when you build a house, after you got your plans in your lot, let's say, the first thing that you do is what? You either put in a footing or you put in a foundation. Now, I'm from back east. We have big foundations. Footings are what people put in New Jersey on the shore or down in Florida. So when storms come, the house falls over.
Right.
Well, we got to make sure that we have enough paychecks and playchecks. Paychecks is Social Security, maybe a pension, okay? Maybe you have an annuity that's paying you income, all right? That's in the foundation. Playchecks, and those paychecks cover the majority or the magnitude of expenses that you want covered during that month or every month. And then paychecks are for those things that you want to go, travel, take the grandkids somewhere, do things that you want to do that is in your control because now you're retired. But you need extra monies to do that. So I call them playchecks.
Mm-hmm.
Paychecks and playchecks. Paychecks cover the fixed cost, whatever amount that is, and then playchecks is your discretionary income. But that income can't be lost because something happens in the outside world. That income's got to be coming in all the time.
Right. David Cishan is our guest. Cishan Financial Services are with the Householder Group. They're right here in the Denver Tech Center. And if you'd like to get a free consultation with David, give him a call, 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. Now, you've mentioned a few times over the couple of years here we've been doing this now, the term fiduciary.
Yep.
Explain what that means.
Well, basically, fiduciary is a real important concept in financial world. Basically, it really says that you have to put your interest as a person, as an advisor, aside, and everything you do for that client or that prospect has to be in their best interest. It can't just be suitable for them. It has to be in their best interest. So for an example, years ago, a lot of these broker-dealers were getting fined by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Mainly the big houses in New York, because they were recommending, let's just say as an example, a certain mutual fund or a certain fund family,
mm-hmm.
okay? And they were recommending it ultimately because they were receiving more compensation from that fund family than they would from the other fund family. Now, didn't make their recommendations to their clients wrong, but it made those recommendations not in their best interest. It was suitable to them, to the client. But was it in their best interest? And of course, the SEC and Financial Regulatory Authority said absolutely not. So again, a fiduciary has to act in the best interest of the client and all matters, has to disclose any conflicts of interest at any time, and has to be there as a very, very trusted person.
Right. Social Security. Yep. We've got a couple of minutes left. Let's talk about that just a little bit and a little bit of, because, I mean, we do a whole segment on our whole show on that, just that, because there's, 500 and something ways that you can apply for that. So what are some of the misconceptions when you do some of these seminars and you mention something, people look at you like, oh, my gosh, I did not know that?
Well, you know, so again, Social Security is one thing that people don't understand. The other thing is people don't understand is some of the laws that have been recently passed that have been in existence for 3 years, for example. One of the laws was passed by the government to allow people so that they don't have to take their required minimum distribution, all of their required minimum distribution starting at 70 and a half. Don't have to do it. Every seminar, I ask people in every class, who has heard of this? No one. It's been passed into law, and it's called Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract. Is it for everybody? Of course not. But it's a tool that you can use so that if you don't want to take required all your required minimum distributions, or you want to postpone some of it,
right,
the law now allows you to do it. Do people know about it? No. Why? I have no idea why their advisors aren't talking to them, why their accountants aren't talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they go back and talk to their accountant, they say, oh, yeah, that's true. You can do that. Well, it's been 3 years. How much taxation did you have to pay
sure
to now learn you don't have to take and pay the tax now?
Right. Well, Dave, always good information. We appreciate it. Again, check out that website, Cishon Financial Services, at C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. Their number for a free consultation, 720-482-1917. And they're going to be doing some more seminars coming up in our next couple of shows. We will share some dates with you on those as well. So, Dave, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Scott.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We've got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this. Mosquito season is upon us. Don't let mosquitoes keep you from enjoying your summer activities in your yard. At Mosquito Authority, their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. Did you know that when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections to your furry friend? For new customers, take advantage of the Memorial Day offer. Two treatments for $105, which is a $150 value, running now through Saturday, May 25th. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com. David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets. David is the regional vice president of Householder Group, an independent estate and retirement planning firm. He's been nominated as a 5-star wealth manager, an award based on client satisfaction, and is educated on the specific issues and concerns facing seniors today. David has the experience, knowledge, and tools to help you design and implement a strategic plan to pursue your individual financial needs. Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Cishon Financial. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever.
Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Health Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we welcome you to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Watley, along with Marie Christine. Marie, how was your weekend?
Well, it was all right. It's interesting we're talking about this PTSD topic today because I had a very near experience driving into work today with a almost car accident that was very scary. So I wouldn't say it was extreme as PTSD, but still.
Yeah, that is pretty scary. Well, Dr. Shane Stedman normally joins us, but every once in a while we get some of the other team members there, and Dr. Perry Maynard joins us today. Dr. Maynard, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, and good to catch up with you again. So it's been several weeks since we've been able to have you on the show, so catch us up a little bit on the area that you handle there mostly for Integrated Health Centers.
Definitely. So a majority of the patients I see in the clinic tend to be patients suffering from post-concussive syndrome. So they've suffered a concussion and they're still experiencing long-lasting symptoms. I work with a lot of patients with dizziness, so kind of acute or new onset dizziness, but also chronic dizziness. So that would include vertigo, feeling off balance, feeling like you're rocking on a boat, things like that. So I work with a lot of patients suffering from dizziness. And then also work with a lot of patients with various types of autoimmune conditions. I'd say that's probably about the majority of patients I tend to see at the clinic.
Sure. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about the PTSD just a little bit. We were talking with Dr. Stedman. Then we can talk about some of the things with just the whole functional medicine side. But from what you deal with there, do you get into much, first of all, of the PTSD area?
Definitely. Okay. You know, because a lot of patients suffering from head injuries are going to, you know, it's a traumatic event. So they're going to have some form or fashion a lot of times of, you know, PTSD, right? Whether it's fear of it happening again, fear of getting better, you know, fear of driving in a car again, you know, because a lot of them might have suffered a head injury while in a car, or a lot might have suffered a head injury while skiing, right? Which all create some forms of PTSD. And same thing with patients suffering from dizziness. Any of these things that create debilitating symptoms can create some form of traumatic event or some sort of emotional response. So definitely deal with patients dealing with that every day.
Now, that's interesting, Dr. Maynard, because we were talking to Dr. Stedman last week about how we associate the term PTSD primarily with war veterans who've had, you know, really horrific things happening to them. But you are saying even something like a car accident or a ski accident can have some of those same impact.
Yeah, totally, definitely. Because if you think about it, it's kind of all on a spectrum. It's any sort of event that is somewhat traumatic or alarming, right, that kicks off some form of fear response where your body says, this is not good. And so it says, anytime we see anything that we associate with this, I want you to get out. So if, let's say you have a car accident and you hurt your head, your brain's saying, okay, when I was in a car, it did something to me that I don't like. Therefore, every time you're in a car, I'm going to create as many things as possible to get you out of a car so you never get in a car again because you don't want that to happen to you again, if that kind of makes sense.
So it's almost like a defense mechanism of your body.
Definitely. It's a way the brain is recontextualizing a scenario in order to just protect itself, right? It all comes down to when people talk about, you know, a primitive brain versus a newer brain, it's where you can see your primitive survival brain is too active and it's trying too much to keep you alive in a scenario that may not be a threat. So it's perceiving something as a threat when it may no longer be a threat. You can also see it a lot with patients with chronic pain.
So I have a friend who got, it wasn't a very terrible car accident, but she was stopped at a red light and somebody hit her from behind pretty hard, and she had some neck trouble after that. But But she actually was exactly what you're describing. She was afraid to drive to work, even though it was only a 10-minute drive from her house to her office. That was really scary for her after that. And it sounds like what you're saying is that's her body trying to protect itself. But it doesn't work out so well when you have to drive to work. So what do you do to help a patient sort of rewrite what their body is telling them?
Definitely. So kind of a combination. That's where it's great having the two mental health therapists on staff. So they play a huge role in a lot of that, you know, with the cognitive behavioral therapy and things like that. So we utilize them a ton. But, you know, an example, here's one kind of example of someone. Let's say someone gets really bad anxiety or panic attack, you know, in a scenario or something like that. So one technique you can use, and they use this a lot with war veterans, is actually smell. So what the idea is you find a smell that is very pleasing to a person that makes them feel good. And so every time that they're feeling really, really good, you have them smell this smell. So you start building a connection between that smell and feeling good. And then once you've built a connection between that, which usually can take a month to 2 months, now when they get into a scenario that gives them a panic attack or anxiety, you can actually have them smell that smell, and it can actually pull them out of that panic attack, because all you're doing is you're recontextualizing a scenario. So pretty much what you have to do in any of these cases is recontextualize a traumatic event. So an example I always give individuals is, let's say I just bought a new pair of shoes, okay? And I say, hey, I got this really cool design on the bottom of my shoes I want to show you. And you say, okay, that sounds cool. Okay, you'll show me later. And then later in the day, I do a roundhouse kick in front of your face, right? And initially, you're like, whoa, Dr. Maynard's trying to kick me in the face. So your emotional brain, or your brain called your amygdala, says, I don't like this. Get out right now. And then you have a newer part of your brain called your hippocampus, and that's all about limbic context or emotional context, and says, wait, hold on, I know Dr. Maynard, he would never hurt me, he's a good guy, oh, that's right, he just wanted to show me the bottom of his shoes, settle down, calm down, it's not a big deal, right? So we all have an inherent mechanism called limbic context or emotional context, where these other areas should be able to take that traumatic event and calm it down. So what your goal is finding ways to recontextualize, whether it's recontextualizing a car ride or walking into a grocery store or whatever it may be. You kind of have to do graded exposure to that and make sure that it's a positive event, so their brain can start to learn and say, huh, this doesn't have to be scary anymore, if that kind of makes sense.
Man, I never would have thought of a smell having such a profound impact on anxiety. Scott, this is the kind of stuff we hear all the time from integrated health systems.
It sure is. And their number, 303-781-5617. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. Now, a couple of things that fall under the PTSD that I did some research on, and it said, you know, depression, and then you mentioned one, chronic pain. So I thought if we have time, we'll touch on both of those. Is that something that you usually see follow PTSD, is depression?
Definitely. You can kind of see it, you know, go either direction, but definitely, because what happens a lot of times from the standpoint of the depression and the PTSD is a lot of the same areas of the brain are affected. So a lot of the same networks that, you know, that force you to interact with the world or to recluse from the world are affected. But the other big thing is that, you know, if one's suffering from PTSD, right, they're no longer able to do the things they love. So they may no longer be able to go to the grocery store, take trips. So it almost leads to secondary depression, where it says, well, I can no longer live my life because I have so much fear of doing these other things. So that's kind of where PTSD can lead to depression. But you can kind of see them intermingled together, because the same emotional networks of the brain are kind of going haywire, if that makes sense. So it can lead to, you know, PTSD and depression, or things like PTSD and anxiety.
Now, earlier you were talking about that emotional part of the brain, and you used a word I wasn't familiar with. Was it limbic?
Yep. So you can always think of it as like your limbic brain, right? So your limbic brain consists of a variety of different other lobes in your brain, but the limbic brain is kind of the overall name for a circuit of different areas in your brain that have to do with emotional regulation.
So kind of the rational side of things.
No, actually, kind of more of, so your rational component is going to be a little bit newer part of your brain, because your rational part of your brain should be able to communicate with your limbic brain. Think of your limbic brain as like your primitive animal brain.
Got it.
Right? It, all it cares about is reproducing, getting food, and surviving. Right? So when you see people get really angry or emotional or violent, you can see their limbic brain is not being modulated by the more rational part of the brain.
Okay. That's what you were talking about, the primitive versus the modern brain response, where you kind of need them to be in balance, right?
Exactly.
All right.
Wow. Now, what about the chronic pain side of it?
Mm-hmm. So with chronic pain, is that is one kind of area where a lot of the similar networks are involved. But if you think about with chronic pain, say you hurt your hand. Let's say you smash your hand at work, and let's say the hand heals and you're good to go. But in another individual, maybe the hand heals, but you create this fear, this threat response around that hand, right? Because something traumatic happened to it. So it can rewire different areas of the brain to where they say, uh-oh, don't use that hand. Last time you did that, you broke your hand. We were in a lot of pain. We couldn't do anything. You know, you need to not use that. So what happens is it's a lot of these same fear networks get turned on. So you can see PTSD and chronic pain go hand in hand, because it's a way of your brain trying to say, hey, we feel threatened still. And that's why a lot of people still manifest pain, because they still feel like they're threatened. And it, like I said, it all has to do with different networks in your brain that should be, you know, should be kind of gating that pain a little bit. And the two networks are called, one is called an executive mode network, and the other is called a default mode network. When there's imbalances in those networks, you can get PTSD, chronic pain. So the other big thing is that an individual with PTSD is going to be at a higher risk for developing chronic pain because of alterations in that area of the brain, and vice versa. Same thing is, you're going to see more depression and more anxiety. You know, that's kind of why you see them all come hand in hand, because they all kind of, when the same area of the brain isn't doing so hot.
So Scott and I were doing some research before the show about chronic pain, and it's a huge problem. I mean, a ton of people suffer chronic pain. So the kind of chronic pain that you're talking about, is it almost like a phantom or a fake kind of chronic pain where, well, your hand is actually fine in your example, but it's your mind telling you that it's not fine?
Yeah. A lot of occasions it definitely is. Sometimes there's still issues with the actual limb to where just sensation is almost like turned up or amplified, so their perception of pain is that much more. But you do have individuals to where you can think of it as your mind playing tricks on you, and your mind in essence is producing the pain. It's producing the anxiety, and that's why a lot of these individuals will say, you know, if I sit at home and do nothing, my pain's okay. But when I start doing a lot of things that make me anxious, my pain gets far, far worse. So, yeah, in a lot of occasions, it can be the brain creating something that's not there.
So what would be the benefit, do you think? I mean, let's say somebody has something happen, like a concussion or an injury. They need to come to Integrated Health Systems right away, obviously. But what can you as a team do to help maybe prevent some of these phantom chronic pain problems, or the PTSD turning into depression, that kind of thing?
Definitely. So a perfect example would be, like you said, it's like the earlier the better, because the earlier a patient comes in, there's so many things you can do, right? So, you know, if say someone comes in and they sprain their ankle and they come in early enough, okay, we can do and use a lot of modalities to decrease inflammation and decrease the pain early on. The problem is when pain goes untreated for so long, it leads and increases your risk of chronic pain. So if you can cancel that pain out within a week versus having it last 2 to 3 months, that's a positive. Honestly, the other big thing is just communicating to patients about what's going on. If you think about it, if you don't really know much about, say, the human body, and your ankle just hurts and you sprained it, right? How many of us just think, oh my gosh, this is the worst, it's probably broken? You'd be surprised. A lot of times, what you have to do is you have to de-escalate the situation. So you have to educate patients, say, this is what's going on. It's okay. It's just a little bit of a minor sprain. This is why you're feeling the pain, and this is what's going to help the pain. that alone is going to decrease the risk of generating chronic pain because you're de-escalating a threat. The problem is when someone hurts themselves and then they think in their head, oh, no, not again. This really hurts. Last time this happened, it didn't go away. This isn't going to go away. Oh, my God, what does this mean? Am I not going to be able to move? Versus if you look at a lot of the research, education around pain and pain science is a huge piece to defeating chronic pain. So I'd say the thing that we can do is educate patients on what's going on and then help treat the pain before it becomes more of a learned memory and help to de-escalate that threat response.
Wow. Dr. Perry Maynard is with us. Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Their number, 303-781-5617. When we come back from our break, let's get into a little bit of the functional medicine side and a little bit all that you guys handle there with Dr. Maynard. So we'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com. Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Watley, along with Marie Christine. Glad to have Dr. Perry Maynard with us today from Integrated Health Systems. IntegratedHealthDenver.com. Once again, their number, 303-781-5617. Dr. Maynard, we've got about 6-7 minutes left here and just want to touch on the side of functional medicine. I mean, boy, seems like this has really come to the forefront over these last 5 to 10 years or so, but especially these last few years. When we talk about functional medicine, define that for us from your side.
Definitely. So I think the big difference between functional medicine and what some might think of traditional medicine is a lot of times in traditional medicine, it's looking and saying, okay, do we see a blatant pathology, right? Something's really, really wrong. So let's say blood sugar is far too high or your white blood cells are far too low, right? And they look at these really big ranges where there's a lot of gray area. What functional medicine is looking at is saying, okay, so you have a cardiologist, you have a neurologist, and let's say you have a gastroenterologist, right? And in medicine, they never really communicate. But functional medicine says, well, the gut is really important for understanding brain function, and brain function is really important for understanding gut function. So functional medicine approach is saying, how can I look at all the systems in the body and see how they're interacting together? So it's looking at as many variables as possible instead of just a handful, and it's also looking at patterns. So it's saying, okay, although you might not be diabetic, we can see a pattern of all sorts of different lab ranges that says, hey, in 5 years, if you don't manage this, you're probably going to be diabetic. Let's get on top of this and let's prevent this. So it also focuses more on preventative medicine versus what I call kind of sick care, to where we wait until something's wrong. So it's kind of looking at preventative medicine, but it's looking at the whole person. It's much more a holistic view and understanding how all of the systems of the body work together.
That's interesting. It kind of goes back to what you were saying, Dr. Maynard, before the break about PTSD and some chronic pain and injuries that can all be connected, because you're encouraging people to get in to integrated health systems right away when you have something like a concussion, so that you can integrate, that great word that you use, the emotional side of it with the physical side of it and prevent some of those long-term problems.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that is absolutely the key. And it's, I think it's even important for maybe even an individual who's not noticing symptoms or may not realize that, just wants to optimize their health or even say, hey, I want to live a long time. What can I do to increase the possibility that I can live longer? You know, and that's a big piece of functional medicine, to look and say, okay, let's optimize as many values as possible. Your hormones, your blood sugar, your adrenal function, your digestive health. And ultimately, if you get all those ducks in a row, you improve your chances of living a longer, happy life versus saying, let's just fix things once they've broken. And I'm saying, let's catch things before they're even really a problem.
That's great how you said it, a longer, happier life, because I don't want to just live longer. I also want to live better. Right, Scott?
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, I've said many times on this show, we fully credit Dr. Stedman helping my wife, Victoria, a number of years ago, because, I mean, she was just, she'd have a few months good, a few months bad, a few months good, a few months bad, a lot of different doctors, a lot of different things, until we came to Integrated Health Systems, and Dr. Stedman got in, did some simple blood work, got to digging into all the different things, found out, you know, she had to go gluten-free, the celiac, all the different things, but man, I mean, just changed her life. And so we are very grateful for Integrated Health Systems.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the key is a lot of times those things go missed, and, you know, people just get shocked over saying, oh, it's all in your head. You must just be anxious. Maybe take some more vacations. And it's not until 10 years down the road that they're really sick that things are finally caught. You know, and at that point, a lot of times it's too late.
That is my least favorite comeback. It's all in your head. It's like, all right, well, maybe it is all in my head, but that doesn't mean I don't still need to deal with it. What do I do? Help me.
Yeah, exactly. Especially with, you know, PTSD or anxiety or things like that, when people are like, well, it's all in your head. You're like, it exactly is all in your head.
Yes, I know.
But that doesn't mean to just go rest or to do nothing, or there's nothing you can do about it.
So for those that may be listening and just say, you know, boy, as you guys are talking, I'm thinking about how bad I've just, or not really how bad I've been feeling, but I know I'm just not feeling the best I could. Where does it all start in that initial consultation? Is it coming in, getting some blood work, and let you guys define all that? Where do they start?
Definitely. So it always starts with a consult, for sure. And I think that the great thing about the consult is it's a time to for me to understand what are your goals. You know, say someone comes in, they're just saying, hey, you know, I feel fine or I feel a little funky, you know, but this is what I want to feel like. Because, you know, ultimately, once I know an individual's goals, that can help guide what we want to look at. Say maybe it's someone saying, hey, you know, I want to run a marathon, or hey, I want to just have more energy throughout the day, or hey, I want to stop getting stomach aches every time I travel. All these different things will help guide me and say, okay, well, let's look at these systems. So the consult is really, really important in guiding where we go from there. But usually most patients, there'll be some sort of blood work. And then sometimes we'll look at a stool test to look at the gut and how the gut's doing. Other times we'll look at different hormone tests to look at hormones, all sorts of different things. So we really try to tailor the testing towards what is the patient's ultimate goals.
Well, cool. Well, Dr. Maynard, hey, thank you so much. It's always a joy to have you on, and we appreciate it, and we look forward to our next visit.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Always great information, Marie.
Man, they are so smart over at Integrated Health Systems.
Absolutely. Well, again, thank you for joining us. 303-781-5617, integratedhealthdenver.com.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.